Wow, it has been a long, long time since I've been away from the Desert Park City. Just in case you do not know, I miss you. I hope you miss me too. And it has been more than 2 years. Can you believe it? 2 years. The last time I was here preaching on this pulpit was on February the 16th, 2020. Wow. Time really flies. I really can't imagine being away from this church for so long. And during that 2 years, I've been so busy with the main church due to the MCO, the pandemic, and setting up all the online streaming, getting everything ready, doing all the recording and all those things so that people can follow us online and now hybrid. So I'm so glad to be here with you this morning. And today we are in the fourth month of the year 2022. I hope you know that. Okay, it's already April. It's no April Fool. It's April and time really flies. And 2020 is history. 2021 is history. And now 2022 is now. It's here. And very soon, Christmas will be around the corner and we will be singing our familiar Christmas carols, Joy to the World, Silent Night, the First Noel, and all those beautiful Christmas songs. And your birthday candles will increase by one more. And last year I was 59. I hope you know that. And this year I will be 60, no longer 35. And I will be celebrating my retirement age at the end of this year. And I will qualify as a senior citizen. And that means I will get to enjoy all the discount for many, many things. And my wife already qualified as a senior citizen last year. And she only paid $6 to go up to Penang Hill, while I had to pay $40 for the fast lane. And with age catching up now, and there's more gray hair, and more joint pain and more medication to take and maybe more doctors to consult. It is traditional at the end of every year to reflect on last year and to make resolution to do better the next year. And last year, I did not attend church physically due to the fear of the virus, but this year I want to trust God and come back for physical worship services. Last year, I took things easy. This year, I purpose to take things more seriously. And last year, I did not exercise much. And this year, I purpose to go to the gym once a week. And last year, and for many years now, I did not tithe. But this year, I want to tithe faithfully. And today, I want us to look at Romans chapter 12, verses 1 to 2 on this title, Transform and Renew. If you have your Bible, let's turn with me to your Bible, looking at Romans chapter 12, verses 1 to 2. Romans chapter 12, verses 1 to 2. Let's pray together. Father, may your word speak to us this morning and help us hear from you what you want us to learn and what it means to be transformed and renewed. So we commit this time to you in Jesus' name. Romans chapter 12, verses 1 to 2. Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. I already said this year is a very special year for me. And apart from celebrating my 60th birthday, I'm celebrating 40 years of full-time ministry at Cal Baptist Church at One Church. I started full-time ministry in Kuala Lumpur Baptist Church on January the 1st, 1982. I was engaged as a church intern for 3 years, with an allowance of 300 then, with no EPF and an increment of $50 for the next 2 years. And thank God, I managed to survive. And it was very hard because I had to give my tithe $30, give to mission $50, and give allowance to my mother $100. And I was left with $120 a month for my own expenses. And truly, thank God, I didn't have to give to my dad or else I would have been in trouble. And come to think about it, I don't know why I did not give to my dad. But God was faithful. And I never stopped doing those 3 years. And upon completing my 3 years of internship, the church supported my 2 years of theological study in Australia at Emmaus Bible College in Sydney in 1985 to 1986. And during those days, no seminary, hear this, no seminary, not even our own Baptist seminary in Penang, ever wanted me because I did not have my O levels. Meaning to say I did not have my Form 5. The minimum requirement to go into the seminary, you need a Form 5, O levels. And I failed all my Form 5 papers except English and accounts. Maybe that's all you need to be a pastor. English and account to pastor Gail Baptist Church. But because of a very strong recommendation from Dr. Stanley Toussaint, a Bible expositor from Dallas Theological Seminary in the United States, I was accepted to study at Emmaus Bible College in Sydney. And so upon completing my 2 years study, I came back to serve as the youth director in Care Baptist Church in 1987, January the 1st. And then as discipleship director and subsequently pastor in charge in 1989, when the former senior pastor and the three other pastors resigned together. And it was the biggest ever challenge in my years of ministry, to be entrusted with the pulpit to preach every Sunday, as well as getting married that year in 1989. It was very tough. It was very tough at the beginning because prior to that, I had only preached once at Care Baptist Church at a Sunday worship service. And after that one and only time preaching assignment, I was never given another opportunity to do so. Maybe that will tell you how bad my preaching was. But actually, the pastor commended that it was one of the very good preaching that he had ever heard from a young boy. But I still don't understand after that. He never allowed me to preach again. So at the age of 27, with no experience and with only diploma in Christian doctrine and practice, young and, they did not put in the latest, the PowerPoint, okay. Young and skinny then, I started my pastoring and preaching journey at Care Baptist Church. There's supposed to be a picture of me, how I looked like after I graduated from seminary. I was really, really young and skinny that time. And thank God I went to Australia. You know why? Because the first year I put on 20 pounds. The second year I put on 14 pounds and altogether 34 pounds. And when I arrived back from Australia, landed at the airport, my parents can't even recognize me. Okay? But that was me. Okay? After I graduated, I was still very skinny, and I started pastoring and my preaching journey at Care Baptist Church. And it was no Disneyland experience for me. And one sister came up to me after a month and she said, Pastor John, I'm really sorry to say this. I cannot come under such a young pastor. And I was so demoralized. And then came another blow. And this time a brother came up to me and told me that he had to look for another church because my messages were too simple for him. One blow after another, and I was literally devastated. Do you know why? Because people expected me to be like the former pastor and to preach like him. You know, by the way, our former pastor was a gifted and excellent preacher. He's really, really a good preacher, and everybody expected me to preach like him. And I must say that it is humbling to realize that after 40 years, I have now preached more than 1,000 sermons in English, 1,130 to be exact, okay, and more than 100 sermons in Chinese at Care Baptist Church in our Sunday services. And it has been a long, long time, truly. I thank God. I've not heard anyone say to me, Pastor John, I have to leave the church now because you are too young, or that your sermon is too simple. But rather, I have heard many testimonies of people attending Care Baptist Church because of my preaching. And I thank the Lord. He has put me here in Care Baptist Church to continue the ministry of preaching, not just in Kuala Lumpur Baptist Church alone, but also in Malaysia and also in other parts of the world as well. And for the last 40 years, I preach all over the world. I preach in Auckland, New Zealand. I preach in Australia. I preach in London, UK. I preach in Washington, in USA. I preach in Vancouver, in Toronto, Canada. I preach in Chile and almost all the Asian countries as well. And I even had the privilege of preaching at a conference in Nagaland in India in front of 7,000 people. How many of you know where Nagaland is? One, two, three, four, only four. By the way, if you want to take a break now that the borders is open, you can travel, go to Nagaland. This is the only Christian state in the whole of India. And almost 90% are Baptist Christian. So you walk anywhere in Nagaland, you're bound into a Baptist Christian. I was invited to preach there in their 100-year centennial celebration in front of 7,000 people. And the chief minister of Nagaland, also a Christian, flew in by helicopter to attend the conference and heard me preach also on a Sunday morning. And I had also the opportunity to speak at the Asia Pacific Baptist Federation Congress. And last year, I preached virtually at the Baptist World Alliance Congress. And word cannot describe how much preaching and pastoring have transformed me the last 40 years. And it was scary, and for so many reasons. Without so much experience, being so young then, those days, with my black hair, to be pastoring Kuala Lumpur Baptist Church in 1989. And when pastors from other churches heard that I was the pastor, they asked, who is this John Cock? Now I want to let you know who this John Cock is. In view of God's mercy, he offered his body as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. He no longer conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but is transformed by the renewing of his mind. And so now I can stand here to testify this morning. I accepted Christ in 1976. I was baptized in Care Baptist Church on December 24, 1978 by Reverend John Chang. And Deacon Wai Ming was baptized together with me in the same year. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. And I was transformed and renewed and still being transformed and renewed. And prayerfully, I will continue to be transformed and renewed in the future, even after my retirement, for the better. And just this morning, an elderly lady, 80 years old, said, Pastor John, don't you ever retire, because retirement is not for pastors like you. Okay, and for those of you who know me and have seen me grow up in Care Baptist Church, know people, I think Sok Ming was there, I think Alex Chia also was there during those days, some of you were there, Mrs. Chu, and you have all seen me grow up from a very short, skinny and naughty boy. Really, you wouldn't believe how naughty I was, and maybe that's the reason why God called me. Turn a naughty boy into a better, well-behaved boy. To what I am today, tall, dark, and better not use handsome, well-behaved pastor. And I hope so. And these people who know me, have seen me grow up, can tell you that I have been transformed. In fact, one of my CG leader members, I think a month ago, shared in the CG, those of you who do not know Pastor John, if you know him, you should know how naughty he was when he was young in Care Baptist Church. But now, he's totally transformed. And I have been transformed, okay, by the transformed. But the question now is, have I been transformed by the renewing of my mind? So please look at our Bible this morning as we consider this text again, Romans chapter 12, verses 1 to 2. Let's read the text together again, okay? Let's read it out together. Let's read together with me. 1, 2, 3. Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. Now, I want you to keep two questions in mind. One, what does it mean to be transformed? And the answer is to change, or more accurately, to be changed. And Paul is challenging us, Christian here, not to let our Christian life be lived out as we once lived, to be satisfied with our current status, to be happy with what we are and how we are, but instead seek to change for the better, to constantly improve, presenting our bodies as a living sacrifice to God should result in the transformation of our lives. And if that is the case, if your Christian life today still exhibits an immoral lifestyle, the pursuit of the things of the world, putting yourself first, and you are therefore still vengeful, proud, and arrogant, and unforgiving, and bitter, and self-centered, and money-crazy, then your life has never been transformed nor changed for the better. You know, oftentimes I hear Christians say to me, Pastor John, I'm like that. I cannot change. I'm very direct and I don't beat around the bush, and you either accept me or you get lost. And some Christians even go to the stand of saying, God, make me like that. No. Please correct that. God never made you like that. God did not make you like that. Otherwise, Paul did not need to write Romans chapter 12, verses 1 to 2, telling us, Christian, do not conform any longer to the pattern of the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. If God makes you like that, then you don't need to be transformed. And you can just remain happily as you are and blindly following and reflecting on what's going on in the world around you. But Paul say in verse 2, do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed. Do you know that it's so easy to conform to the world? Conforming is actually easy. It doesn't take any effort. It merely requires you to observe what other people are doing and then follow suit. Just do and follow what other people are doing. And so the question we usually ask is, what is the latest trend today? What is the latest fashion? What is the latest technology? And the answer is, the iThing, the iPhone, the iPod, iTunes, the iPad. And now you have the iCD, the iPhoto, the iComic, the iProperty, even iMission. And I can tell you, the devil must be laughing quietly at the world that is all following this. I. And people are getting so impersonal today. You know, you go to any restaurant, I think this applies to every one of you here as well. While you order the food, waiting for your food to come, the moment the food arrives, what do you do?
Let's pray.
Is that what you do? No. Wait. Take picture first. Take picture of what? Take picture of me? No, take picture of the food. After the second dish comes, wait. Take picture again. What? Take picture of the food again. We're getting so impersonal because every time you go out to have lunch or dinner with everyone, the phone is ready to take picture of the food. And people are spending so much time writing on Facebook instead of talking face-to-face, especially Malaysian. Did you know that in the survey conducted by an international firm a few years ago, Malaysians have the most number of friends on social networking websites like Facebook in the world. Now, we Malaysians also spend the most number of hours per week on Facebook. No wonder we Malaysians always boleh. Now, you go to the airport and you will see majority of the people on their iPad playing games or watching online movies or while waiting for the flight. You board the plane, you see the same thing, people are on their iPad. Now, I still remember I was in the airport. I still can't remember which airport. I was seated down, and then two elderly, I do not know whether they're a couple, one sat on my left, one sat on my right, and they were about, I think, late 70s, maybe even early 80s. And both took out their iPad. And next thing, they were playing games. I look at my left, this old man playing games. I look on my right, this old lady playing games. No, that's what people are doing everywhere you go. You know, and a few years ago, my wife and I were invited to a party, and as usual, we were early. Now, one thing you need to know about Pastor John, I'm never late for any function. So tonight, those of you going for the Puling 60th anniversary, don't you ever be late, because I'm going to start on time. That's Care Baptist Church with Pastor John around. Okay, and when we were there in the party, we were early, and people were all coming in. And then I saw this one family with a child. I think she was only about 3 or 4 years old. Can you guess what she was carrying? iPad. You're right. iPad. And very quickly, as soon as she sat down on the floor, she took down the iPad, opened the iPad, and started playing games. Her parents did not need to do anything. She just enjoyed herself playing games quietly with her iPad. Don't you know that this is what the world is doing to keep the children occupied and us adults as well? And that's why today children know and love Mobile Legend, but they do not know who King David is in the Bible. They know Minecraft, but they do not know who Barnabas is in the Bible. And they know Roblox, but they do not know who Jesus Christ is. Why? Because they're spending more time on the iPad and handphone than they are reading the Bible. Sad, isn't it? The people are conforming to the standard of the world. And if you do not have a smartphone or iPad, you are an outcast in society. So Christians today no longer bring the hard copy Bible to the church. I have mine here with me. How many of you have your hard copy Bible? Raise your Bible for me. Okay, I see so many with one. I see Peter. Wow, wow, wow. Beautiful. So many in that's a box. They have your hard copy Bible with you. Okay, and that's good. Bring your hard copy Bible to church because you're worshiping God. You look at your hard copy Bible, okay? And I know that many people are not bringing their hard copy Bible to the church because the Bible is downloaded in the handphone. How many of you got the Bible apps in your handphone? Raise your hand. Most all of you, no need to raise your hand. Put it down. And people will tell you it's so convenient, Pastor. It's so easy. It's so much lighter to carry around than the Bible. And today, and as always, for the last 2,000 years, Christians are reminded what? Not to conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of their mind. We are called to be different. We are to be set apart, and we do not need to conform to the popular flow of the world around us. And so we need to break away from the pattern of this world to do what everyone else is doing, to go with the flow, to follow the world's lead, to take the easy and popular route. Now, brothers and sisters, in life we have two choices. Two choices. To be conformed or to be transformed. Which would you choose? And the second question I want you to have in mind is this. Two, what does it mean to be renewed by the renewing of your mind? If conforming to this world means to go with the flow, to follow the world's lead, to take the easy and popular route, then what does it mean to be transformed by the renewing of your mind? And I've said it earlier, being transformed means to be changed, to allow God to shape us for His service. But how are we transformed by the renewing of our mind? And simply put, it means what we put inside our mind. If we store up garbage in our mind, garbage will come out. If we store hatred in our mind, hatred will come out. If we store up unforgiving thought in our mind, an unforgiving spirit will come out. If we store up pornographic pictures in our mind, and these are the images that will come out, nudity, usually of women and people having their fun in bed, and you know what I mean. The product will be what we put in our mind. So be very careful. Be very careful what we take in. The Spirit does not work in a vacuum to bring about renewal and transformation. Our mind must be nourished with the right kind of materials. And what are those materials? The Bible tells us those that are good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So, brothers and sisters, a mind cannot be renewed by irregular Bible study. We need to be in His Word. This is very important. We need to be reading His Word and meditating on His Word daily. Join a Bible class, Bible study class, after church service or during the weekdays. Join the care group or join the BSF. And brothers and sisters, our mind cannot be renewed by not praying constantly. Wake up early to pray. Join our church prayer meeting, either physical or virtually. By the way, there is a church prayer chat every Friday, 6:30 to 7:30, during that 1 hour. People wake up and join this prayer chat group to pray for the country, pray for the church, pray for one another. And during that 1 hour, I give devotion. I will put in song for the people to worship, and I will put prayer item for the 1 whole hour where people all pray together. If you want to join us, give us your phone number or write to the church and say you're interested to join the prayer chat group. Give us your phone number and we will add you into the prayer chat group. Brothers and sisters, our mind cannot be renewed by not assembling together with other believers in worship on Sundays. And this is important. And now that churches are allowed to resume our physical worship services, and I don't know whether it's a good idea, whether the announcement that now there is no need for physical distancing inside the church, but that's not what we will follow. Our board have agreed that we continue to maintain physical distancing in the church. And if you are fully vaccinated, you are able to go to work, go shopping, attend a dinner function or wedding, then you are without any excuse. It's just a pity you are not on hybrid. Otherwise, I'll be lecturing those online and to tell them you must come back to church, because physical service is very, very important. Because the Bible says, do not forsake the assembling of one another in church. Also, do not just come back to church when you like the speaker. And this is very common in many churches. I know that people tell me next week, oh, so-and-so is coming to preach. I'm not going to go to church. Oh, so-and-so is coming to church next week. I'm going to come back to church. No, you don't stay at home when you don't know a not-so-good speaker is coming to preach. You still come to the church because you're worshiping God and you're hearing the word of God from God's servant, whether he's good or he's bad. Do not just come back to church when the weather is good and stay at home when it is raining. You should come to church even if it is raining cats and dogs. Unless you tell me that your house is affected by the recent flood like recently in Shah Alam or Hulu Langat, and you can't drive your car out. Any one of you were affected? Please raise your hand. No one, praise the Lord. Do not come to church when you are in good mood and stay at home when you are in bad mood. No, you still come to church even if Liverpool lost the game yesterday night. But praise the Lord, they won, okay? So you need to come to church even when you're in bad mood, because you need to repent. You know why? When you're in bad mood, you tend to do a lot of wrong things. When you're in bad mood, you like to throw around your tantrum. You scold people for no good reason. And when you are away for your holiday, that this is good for those who like to travel. Even if it is a Sunday morning, wherever you are, which country you are in, go look for a church to worship. You know, in my life, I hardly miss a church worship on Sunday morning unless I'm in the hospital. I still remember I flew to Dresden. Dresden is East Germany, many, many years ago, and I landed quite early in the morning. It's a Sunday morning. I think it was about 7 something. I rushed from the airport to the hotel. I checked in. I think it was about 11, so I quickly asked where I can find a church, and nobody can direct me. I went hunting for church, and for almost an hour, I could not find any church. And it was getting late, maybe 1 something, so I saw a Catholic church with singing inside. And I went into worship in the Catholic church for 1 full hour. Now, Sunday is not a break. Even if it's a holiday, it's so good to meet up with fellow brothers and sisters. If you're in Holland, or if you're in Germany, or even if you are in Australia or New Zealand, don't miss a Sunday worship service. And brothers and sisters, our mind cannot be renewed if we do not pray and reach out to the lost. Invite your friends to church, call them, text them, WhatsApp them, Facebook them. Instead of writing on Facebook comments such as this guy has been a curse to our country, you know who lah. Government cannot help, it's the good Samaritan who is giving help to the flood victim. And someone wearing high heel to visit the flood victim lah, you know who lah. 1MDB, Joe Low, Rosma, G15, back door, front door, every door. I want you to know that I'm on Facebook too. Watch out what you write. You should be writing and sharing about what God is doing in your life, what your church is doing during this pandemic, and how you can be a good witness for God. Now, by the way, and since I'm on this Facebook matter, I might as well add, write good things about your country as well. Please. There's so many people on Facebook slandering and uploading negatively perceived pictures of our own country, Malaysia. And they will say, and they take picture and post it up as well. Look at the flood. What happened to our smart tunnel? No longer smart anymore. Another snatch thief, we are the policemen. You know, we have people posting all these things up on Facebook. And when people read it, they will be so disappointed about what they see in our country. They say corruption, bribery, flood. No wonder Malaysia always bole. Now, I'm trying my best to discourage people from emigrating. That's my stand as a pastor. And for years, I stand behind the pulpit and I tell people, don't ever migrate. Because when people tell me it's the will of God, I tell them it's nonsense. If you tell me God called you to India, or God called you to Africa, I say this must be God's will. Not when you tell me God called me to Canada, or Australia, or New Zealand, and United, or the better world country. Okay? So don't you ever test Pastor John. Okay? You will never win. Okay? I've been trying to discourage people from emigrating, and when people read and our Facebook, why would they want to come back? When they read all these negative reports about our country on Facebook, they will never return. Please, please use Facebook well to encourage and to show your concern for your friend. Reach out to them. Our brothers and sisters, our mind cannot be renewed if we do not offer our bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. And that means to use our bodies to glorify God, to engage our physical bodies in holy living. Stay away from drunkenness. Stay away from smoking. Stay away from drugs and sexual immorality. And if you are overweight, like Pastor John, eat less and exercise. Don't eat those too much food of those prawn, crab, yao yi, to add to your cholesterol level. Control your diet. And brothers and sisters, our mind cannot be renewed if we do not set our hearts on things above. You know, the Heavenly Father's love and blessings, our heavenly rewards, as well as to seek ye first the kingdom of God. You know, brothers and sisters, our mind cannot be renewed if we do not think about whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, whatever is excellent, and whatever is praiseworthy. These are essential to the renewal of our mind. So set our minds on these things so that we will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. So, brothers and sisters, may this be our prayers today. To be transformed, to change the world, to be renewed, to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. So let this new year be a new beginning for each and every one of us. To read our Bible, to pray more, to come back again for physical church services, to reach out to the lost, to offer our bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God, to set our hearts on things above. I want to say this as I close, because we may not have another chance to do so. And I'm not trying to frighten you. When our time is up, we have to go. And there won't be another 2022 waiting for us. So, be transformed and be renewed. Let's pray. Father, we ask that you speak to us your word this afternoon, that we may be transformed and be renewed, that we may read the Bible and pray more and come back again for physical church services without any fear, that we may reach out to the lost, we may offer our bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to you, and to set our hearts on things above. Lord, we pray. You helped us. Transform us, we pray. Renew us, we pray. Because time is short, for we do not know whether we may have another chance to do so. So thank you for your word. Thank you for speaking to us, we pray. In Jesus' name. Amen.